Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And you know we have a special purpose here at Advanced Living. And how'd I get the name Advanced Living? Well, I don't like to admit it, but I tried retarded living for so long and it just wasn't any fun. So we're going for Advanced Living. And how does that translate for you? Well, I daily pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best way to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time. I mean, let's have it now and do it with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So we have a high ambition and this, we're coming into our fourth anniversary of the radio show, and just guest after guest, week after week, of bringing you some content to help you to move your life ahead. This is our commitment to you, and it's a joy. We want to also thank AdvancedLiving.com, who is the sponsor of the program, and through their gracious financial support, this program keeps going. And when you go to AdvancedLiving.com, you will see an item called the Comfort Technology. It looks like a digital clock. We call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers, because when you plug it in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. It brings pure, coherent love energy that harmonizes electromagnetics and actually raises the healing vibrations in your environment. So you're invited to learn more at AdvancedLiving.com. And now we are in for such a treat today. Oh, yes. I mean, is beautiful sound mean anything to you? Absolutely. It can just light up your life. And today we have Dr. Judy Satori, and she is doing some amazing, amazing work. And I love it's just something that is going to take you not only into a place of harmonizing here right now on planet Earth in your physical three-dimensional reality where we got a lot of stuff to take care of, but she is going to tell us about how to open up to some of the pathways into fourth and fifth dimensional realities, things that are going on far beyond what we can imagine. And one way to be aware of this, when we see something, we see all of physical reality, we are actually seeing less than 1/100th of a percent of the visible range of what is possible to see. So it's like having our blinders on real tight, and that 99.99% of what's out there, we don't even see it. So Judy, God bless her, she has opened up some doors. Now, she has been trained by the Elohim, which is the creator aspect of God, and others of the spiritual hierarchy to transmit the light language codes, That is higher dimensional energy words of sound and light that spark the alchemical changes required to repattern the DNA. Yes, we didn't think you could, right? Stuck in your own genetic patterns. Too bad? Not anymore. Judy can help. And to regenerate the cells to sustain life on a fifth dimensional Earth. And, of course, to get there, we got to be healed on the third dimension. So this is great. And she holds a doctorate in religious studies. Now, her role is as a catalyst and an activator to preserve you energetically, to prepare you energetically so that you may do what you have come here to do at this important time on Earth, and to really walk your path of purpose, because we know there's something calling us. And Judy has been spiritually trained and physically prepared by many higher dimensional beings of light and love to assist people to literally rewire energetically. Woo! And you know, if you saw The Secret, if you saw What the Bleep Do We Know, if you just thought about, geez, I'm stuck in a rut, my mind is repeating patterns, okay. Well, this is what she's talking about, to be able to literally rewire energetically and to prepare on all levels of being for the Earth, the wonderful transit to higher dimensional consciousness, the fifth dimension, and, of course, beyond, right? We're just trying to get the third dimension to work, but we're in for a big treat. Thank you, Judy. Now, her work as a channel and energy healer began in 1997 when she connected with a spiritual guide, I think it's Balthazar, that is one of the three wise men, or Magi, and basically in the years that followed, Judy was trained both as a channel and as an energy healer in grounded, real-world techniques by spirit. Judy was instructed step-by-step how to connect with multidimensional frequencies of light and transmit this energy verbally through her hands. So she says her purpose is to reactivate the forgotten power and knowledge within you and to prepare you for life in a physical body of greater light on a fifth-dimensional Earth. Okay, so strap yourself in. Here we go. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's lovely to talk to you and all the listeners who are tuned into the program tonight. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we are just so excited. Now, you have a website called www.thesoundoflight.com. Now,
yes.
We got to know, because, you know, if I was talking to Timothy Leary and we'd all taken some LSD, we'd know, well, of course we can hear the sound of light. But you're trying to tell us we don't have to take LSD to do that.
No. Well, you see, as probably most of your listeners know, everything is energy. Everything in our universe is energy. And energy is sound, light, vibration, and color. So I was really asked by my spiritual guides to call this work that I do the sound of light, because what I'm doing is I'm transmitting through my body light. And the light is coming through from spirit, from the Elohim, the creator aspect of God, as sound, as very fast energy words, very fast frequencies of sound and light, which are transmitted automatically through me. And this is not really from our dimensional spectrum that we know it, you know, from the range of radio waves all the way up to gamma rays. It's coming from outside of our 3D spectrum. And so I'm like a step-down transformer to bring this energy from another dimension or other octaves of light into this particular reality and step it through my body. So I didn't, you know, you talked a bit before about being real world. I am. I've never really been, in my early days, I was just a normal housewife and mother. I was a physiotherapist in my early training, and then I moved into public relations and marketing. And when this really started in 1997, like you explained to listeners, I really didn't see it coming. It really happened and took me by surprise. It was receiving an information in the mail about a Learn to Channel, a Learn to Connect with Spirit workshop in Auckland, where I lived at the time. And I just really felt compelled to go along, and that was really the start. That's been the start of this journey, connecting with a spiritual guide called Balthazar, one of the Magi, and being taken step by step through a process of really preparing my physical body to handle these very fast vibrations of sound and light.
Wow. Now, so you were mentioning a little bit about yourself of like a housewife, and then doing stuff with marketing, and something must have happened to move you in this direction.
It did. It was the meeting. It was going to this workshop, and the day I went to the workshop, I felt, you know how sometimes, and I'm sure other people relate to this, sometimes when you know something really is important about to happen in your life, you almost are afraid for it to, and you feel stressed, you feel anxious, you don't want it to happen, but you know that something behind the scenes is actually propelling you forward. Well, that was how I felt on that particular day, and it was March 1997. I was an hour and a half late to get to the workshop because I couldn't find the place. And when I got there, they had to give me rescue remedy as soon as I walked in the door because I felt so stressed out about being late. But this particular two-day workshop totally changed my life, because when we had to do exercises sensing energy and feeling crystals and working with energy, and then we went through a process which was like a meditation. It was walking through a golden doorway into the light and calling on the highest level guide who was aligned to the light to come to us. And who the being that came to me, and I saw him in my inner sight, was a tall man with a little black beard and a purple robe, and he told me in my mind that his name was Balthazar. And I thought, I'm making this up. I thought, I'd heard of Bashar, channeled by Darrell Anker. I thought, I'm making this up. However, the person who was taking the workshop said, no, we see the light of the angelic realms around you. So I trusted, and I said again, who are you? And I got the word Balthazar. But what really influenced me the most and really got me to believe that what was happening was real is that my whole body started to shake. When the energy of a high level, like a being of greater light than us, comes into our energy fields, they're traveling through what's called their own Merkaba field. And that Merkaba field, or field of light, it's that Merkaba field is a rotational field of light, but it's also a time translation vehicle to allow beings and other bodies of greater light to come into our dimension. So this energy vehicle of light was placed around my energy fields, and I absorbed some of this energy, which made my body shake. And that was the key thing that really told me that what was happening to me was real. And really from then on, it was just a matter of practice, because channeling or connecting with spirit is a skill. It's not something that we're necessarily born with. It's something that everybody innately can do, because we're all created in the image of God, the Creator, and we all have these abilities. So I just practiced most days for the year that followed, and went on a transition after that, which I'll just briefly touch on now. I started working with many of the ascended masters and the archangels, and then extraterrestrial beings like the Hathors and the Arcturians and those of Lyra. And they all had a role to play in opening up my energy circuits and getting me to the point that I now am 12 years later, where the Elohim can transmit through my body these very high frequency light language codes.
Wow. And so this has evolved over a 12-year period.
Yes, it has. It has. And in the last 12 years, I started... You see, when I started doing this work, I had been doing public relations for about 15 years in marketing. But I got to the point that I actually couldn't sit in front of the computer. And, I mean, I think some people out there will probably be in a similar position, because on Earth now, we're all being opened up to what our true mission or our true reason for being is. And that was my true reason for being, is what I'm now doing, you see. But at the time, I couldn't project myself forward 12 years. I only knew that what I had been doing wasn't working, wasn't right for me anymore, and that I couldn't really do it. And Spirit really shut me down to such an extent. I used to get blinding headaches every time I tried to write a piece on the computer, you know, to do with PR. I had to move out of that realm, but I didn't really know what I was moving into. But over the year that followed, when I started to work with Balthazar, I also started training in energy healing, in not with Barbara Brennan, but a similar method as to her method that was taught in New Zealand. It was a diploma in auric healing, and it took me 3 years. And during that time, I was opened up more and more by spirit, and so I became like a channel, if you like, but I also was trained in grounded, real-world auric healing. And I just started working with people from that time on.
Wow. Okay, and this was like in one-on-one or group?
One-on-one.
Or?
Originally it was one-on-one, and then in 1999, Spirit said to me, we want you to teach channeling. And what people have to understand is that everybody is a channel. We are all channels. A channel is just a bridge, and the reason that Spirit taught me channeling and wanted me to teach other people channeling is that the channeling is like a bridge for us to cross into becoming a more expanded version of ourselves and to connect with the light energy that we truly are in a more expanded version of our own soul. So when we work with beings on other dimensions, it's not that they're going to influence us or take us over or any way or even tell us what to do. That's not their role. Their role is to open us into more of our own selves. So I started working, I started to teach channeling, and Spirit said to me, they taught me step by step a weekend workshop, like a 2-day workshop of how to do this. And because I've been working with Balthazar for a year, and when his energy connected with me, I really started to shake, and I started to see the results of what I was doing, both with myself and other people. I trusted what they told me. But I said to them, well, how do I do this? How do I start teaching these channeling workshops? And they said to me, well, Judy, send an email, because they work in 3D medium, you see, like computers. And they said, send an email out to 50 of your friends and tell them what you're doing and invite them to come along and learn how to channel. So I sent this email out, and I said, well, I'll charge $100 for this, because at the time I was making this transition from PR. I couldn't do that anymore. So it was also quite a challenge financially. So I sent the email out, and I had 22 people show up for this weekend class to learn channeling, which is interesting in itself, because 22 is like a master builder number in sacred geometry. And so I also got given someone's corporate office in downtown Auckland overlooking the harbour free of charge to do this work. So I started teaching the workshop as I'd been taught, and to my absolute amazement and surprise, everybody could channel. Everybody connected with high-level beings of light. And it was the most transformative weekend of my life. Really, it was. Because I sort of started to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
And it was really, really exciting. And on the Sunday of this particular workshop, I was sitting in the coffee shop with somebody, with all the people, just having a cup of coffee in lunchtime, and I got told in my mind, because this is how Spirit taught to you, they speak to you telepathically, you are to channel the council at Orion. And I said to them in my mind again, what do you mean? I don't know the council at Orion. I don't really want to do this. I didn't really want to make a fool of myself, you see, standing up and saying to people, I'm going to channel something, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But they were quite insistent, you see. So I said, okay, in my mind again, I said, okay. I said, well, if you really want to do this, then send some energy through my body so that I know. And I was holding a cup of coffee at the time, and this burst of energy came through my body, and the coffee went flying out of the cup. So I then trusted that, you see. And in the afternoon, at the end of this 2-day workshop, I said to everybody, right, we're going to try an experiment, and I'm going to sit on this chair, and I'm going to call in the council at Orion, because they said they want to speak through me. Well, I did this, and this like blast of light erupted in front of my vision, and I was just about thrown backwards on the chair as this energy came into me, and the council of Orion started to speak about the changes that were ahead for us on Earth. Being a channel, I can't really remember now what they said, but they came through me in this booming loud voice, and it took me 3 days to recover, because the energy that had came through my body knocked me a bit, because at that time, 12 years ago, I couldn't hold that frequency or that vibration in the energy circuits in my body. I now can. But that was really how I got into this. And from there, it just developed in New Zealand. I used to teach energy workshops, energy healing workshops. Then I started to work with the Arcturians, and they taught me certain energy healing techniques. And then I was asked to go to Bali in 2002 by Spirit. And they wanted me to go to Bali because they wanted to progress my learning. That's what they said. Well, Bali's not a bad place to go, because if anybody's been to Bali who's listening, they'll know it's a very beautiful tropical place, very high energy, beautiful people, beautiful environment. So I went to Bali, to Ubud, and I rented a little villa in the rice fields in Bali overlooking this beautiful ravine. And I used to sit on the breezeway of the second floor balcony and study with Spirit every day. And so they said to me that they wanted to teach me between the hours of 10 and 3. So in the morning I'd get up and I'd go for a long walk along the river. And then I'd come back and I'd sit at my little desk on the breezeway and I'd say, okay, Spirit, I'm ready to start. And they would teach me step by step for those 5 hours what they wanted to teach me. And I was also asked to take to Bali a book called The Keys of Enoch by Dr. J.J. Hertak, which was brought through by Dr. Hertak in 1973. It's a book of knowledge about what is to occur during this time of transition that we're now very much going through on Earth. And so I read this book. It was like my Bible, really, my mentoring of what was actually occurring to me and what my work was really to be all about in the years ahead. And then I went back to New Zealand and I started doing some teaching to do with the DNA and working to recode the DNA. Now, I know that scientists will say this is not possible, but I'm told that it is. And I'm told that it's necessary because the DNA, my spiritual sources tell me, that the DNA is like a vibrating tape recorder, tape recording, really. It's a bit like word sequences or whole sentence sequences that translate the nucleotides in the DNA, the adenine, the guanine, the cytosine, and the thymine, into codings. Like the sequencing of the letters is like the sequencing of words, and the sequencing of the words creates sequencing of like sentences, and this is translated into the amino acid codes, which forms the proteins of all the cells and the organs and all the structures of the body. So this is how the DNA works, to program and pattern the body according to a certain image that we were created with. In the Keys of Enoch, it calls it by the name Adamic image, or the image of Adam. Well, what I believe is that this Adamic image that we have always had is to be altered and upgraded so that mankind can continue to go on in a new energy environment, which we will know of as the fifth dimension, or heard spoken of as the fifth dimension. Yeah. And I believe that all the changes on Earth right now are propelling us towards this point of change. But it's really a change that the Earth is going through. And as physical beings that are tied to Earth vibration and reliant on Earth vibration, we are also needing to be upgraded and changed with our biochemistry, our DNA, and our physicality, so that we can also adapt to these faster pulsating frequencies of light, energy, sound, vibration, color, that are part of this new environment that we will be asked to live in.
Yeah. Now, I have I wonder. I'm so curious, Judy, because you're mentioning some things about that are so important. For instance, our ability to work with the DNA, they talk about biblically the sins of the father will be passed on to the children, and that's kind of one of the ways people explain some of this stuff about, well, the DNA kind of locks you in, and if you're dad or grandparents or whatever was sick, then you're likely to suffer from those same things. And
yes.
And so now, one, I just want to pause and have our listeners go, hey, guess what? We can make changes at that basic foundational DNA level. And Judy, you're one of a number of people who are now pointing this out. So
yes.
That's wonderful. Something that was a curiosity to me that I wanted to ask you about, and I was told at one point in time that the human species actually had not just two strands of DNA, but more, and that much like we have bred whatever, peas, carrots, different plants, and we've genetically modified them, that somehow we were genetically modified from beings of high consciousness to restricted beings of two strands of DNA. Now, that's someone's theory. I don't know if you can comment on that.
This is a theory I also believe, Ken, and this is what I... to explain this, let's start at the beginning of our creation. And yes, I believe that the beginning of the creation of man, spiritual man on this planet, and we were created, we were influenced in terms of our creation by genetic codes from 12 founding civilizations within the stars. 12 founding races contributed their genetics to spiritual mankind. This is what I believe.
Now, is this what you call the 12 dimensions of reality?
No, this is the... Within our 12-dimensional reality or 12-dimensional matrix, this is what's called a series of, if you like, energy domains or envelopes of light within what's called the lower heavens. Now, Earth is right out on the galactic arm of the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, and we are influenced by energy from our source, which is at the center of the Milky Way galaxy, in a region of the stars called Sagittarius A. Now, it's the bombardment of energy, or the energy coming from this galactic center, which has been being increasingly emitted since 1987, but particularly since the year 2000, which is sparking the catalytic changes for the Earth to move into this new rotational pattern and angle of torque, which we call the fifth dimension, this fast pulsating energy domain. Now, in the beginning of our creation...
Are you ready for this? Can I interrupt for just a second? I was trying to
think of
the higher, you know, the idea of a higher vibration. And as you were saying that, I was getting this image of a top that was spinning. And,
yes.
And I was feeling kind of like some of the aspects of being on Earth, some of my life and some people's lives. It's kind of like when the top has slowed down, it starts to wobble. It's still spinning, but it becomes a little unstable. And
yes.
I was then imagining as we get to increase our vibration, it's like getting the top spinning fast again, where it just dances beautifully and is very stable, even though it's going a lot faster. And to me, what is exciting is sometimes I think to myself, how can I do it any faster? I'm having a hard time keeping up with myself now. And then to think, wait a minute, when we raise the vibration, we can do a lot more easily.
Exactly. Well, you see, we're entrained, of course, we are, as human beings, entrained to Earth vibration. So however fast the Earth is pulsating at, that's the vibration that we're going to pulsate at. And what we've got to understand, Kenneth, also, is that we are a macro system, which is the planet, and there's a micro system of the same procedure, if you like, which is us. And at the heart of us, at the center of every cell of our body, is the basic intrinsic building block of our matter, which is the atom. Now, the atom has protons, neutrons, and electrons. But the basic building block of the atom, or the basic intrinsic aspect of the atom, and what will change is the electrons. Now, the electrons are particle, which is like a solid thing, more of a solid thing, and part waveform. They're part particle, part wave. And they spin exactly like you say, like a spinning top. So at the time of the shift, these electrons, they're going to alter their angle of torque or angle of rotation also, along with the Earth. And they will spin us, literally, into a new pattern of creation. This is what I feel and been told.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the basic intrinsic core of us is at on our atomic structural level.
Mm.
And the energy words that I transmit are to spark the changes in the the DNA, but also the blood, the ATP mechanisms that create cellular energy, the respiration, the oxidative mechanisms within the body. This is what will, I believe, go forward over the next few years. In the past, my work has been specifically to help people clear karmic miasmic patterning, to reconnect to more of their soul self, to work with something called the soul DNA. You know, you spoke before about the genetic DNA, and that is certainly a very important contributing part to what we look like and who we are as human beings in this body, in this lifetime only. But it's our soul DNA, the vibrations of all the life experience that we have ever had from the beginning of our souls releasing from the Godhead, or the beginning of our souls incarnation into matter, that we also bring into this physical body in this lifetime. The soul DNA is like the vibratory DNA. It's like the etheric DNA. And this is why it can't be really seen, because it's the vibratory DNA that contributes to how we think, what we feel, how we react to certain situations. It relates to how we react to our experiences, what we think about ourselves, what we think about life in general, how others react to us. This is to do with the karmic patterning that we have had and the experiences that we've had in all these previous lifetimes, and many of us have had hundreds of these lifetimes, you see, which are part of who we are now. They're not separate, and we haven't left them behind. They are part of the overall totality of us.
Wow. Now that's pretty exciting. I'm wondering, as people are dealing with their lives, I'm thinking that you have some resources on your website with...
Yes.
That can help people, because these things that you're mentioning, for a person busy with the, like, how do I pay the rent and, you know, keep the house and feed the kids and different things like that, I mean, these to me certainly would make up what I would consider to be a most amazing Star Trek episode, because in Star Trek they can do all this stuff. And you're saying, well, guess what, folks? This isn't just Star Trek. There's a lot more going on than you know. What can we do to turn to you for some of your resources so that we can help lift our lives to take in this at a deeper level?
Yes. Well, if we go back to absolute basics, the most basic thing that we all need to do as human beings is connect to greater love, both for ourselves and for others. So it's love. Love is like the key in the way, and love is like the oil that turns the wheels. All we really need to do, Ken, is be love. Be love. And be love in all our dealings with others. And that's all. But there are many people that have belief, you know, patterns of belief or limiting patterns of belief that they don't like about themselves, or they react to things in certain ways, and they want to be clearer of that. And on my website, I have a lot of free energy activations that are like, they're sounding like energy words. And what they do is that they work a bit like homeopathy, where, say, in the past, I had an experience where my head was cut off, for example. And my head was cut off because I spoke out about something and the ruler of the city didn't like it. So they cut my head off. So I come into the next life and I think, oh, I'm not going to do that again, because look what happened last time. So my throat chakra's affected and I don't speak my truth, and I'm scared to say what I think. And if this pattern continued through a number of lifetimes, then I might come into this lifetime today with not being able to speak out about things and feeling maybe criticized when people gave their opinion to me. So I have on my website a number of free activations which deal with this karmic clearing stuff. I am going to make a lot more, but the thing that most people would find helpful to start with is activations called the Three Blessings. The Three Blessings were brought through for me, or for people, from the archangels Zadkiel and Uriel, and they're just energy codings to do with helping us connect to greater health for ourselves, because they harmonize the vibrations of our physical body. So there's a blessing for good health, there's a blessing for abundance, and this is a magnetic, like a vibration that creates a magnetic. So So while people listen to this particular vibration, they should be thinking about what they really want to create in terms of abundance, the good things of life. I'm not saying, okay, specifics necessarily, I want a new Maserati, but it's about feeling and attracting the abundance of what they want to create in terms of joy, of life-affirming material things and life-affirming characteristics. It can be used both with this blessing for abundance. And the third blessing of the three blessings is a blessing for joy. And when you just sit with this and let this energy wash over you, because people don't have to do anything, Ken. They just sit there and let the energy words wash over them. That's enough. It's about being like a sponge and letting the energy do the work. So when you just sit there, this energy will wash over you and it will help you to connect to greater feelings of joy, because it will knock out or transmute the vibrations, the energy, distorted energy vibrations in the body's energy anatomy that are the result of all this past life thought and belief that we've brought into this life, into our experience here today.
Wow. Now, the three blessings, is this part of the website www.thesoundoflight.com?
Yes, it is. So people just go into that website, soundoflight.com. They'll see buttons down the left-hand side that say a number of things. One is audio. And if they click on audio, they'll see about 25 different free energy activations described as to what they are, why people can do them, and what the outcomes will be.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of different energy activations there, and they're free of charge to people to help people move forward through this time and connect to greater light, love, joy, abundance within themselves. That's the first step, really.
Okay.
I talk a lot about recreation, but really, that's down the track. The first step for most people, for all of us really, is to be love. And to be love, we have to clear the thoughts and beliefs that are actually stopping us from being love, which is all the, for want of a better word, crappy stuff that we've created in the past, in all our past lives, about our reality. Because when we came to this planet, we were created as a aspect of God to inhabit a being, a body which had a, as you said before, a 12-strand DNA template. We came down to the third dimension, we fell in consciousness, if you like, and we now can't, most of us can't do all these wonderful spiritual things that we once could do because of something called the fall, which is fall, F-A-L-L, which was when the higher beings of light, the Elohim, looked at the spiritual creation that they'd made and thought, hey, these guys are actually going to destroy themselves or this planet because they're not obeying universal spiritual law, and we need to do something about this. So this is why we're here now, and it's now our opportunity to move through and beyond this, reconnect to and reclaim our true spiritual essence, and also move beyond this, because this is what this is all about now, moving beyond this pattern to another evolutionary pattern, an evolutionary upgrade.
Wow. Wow. I love it, because this is so exciting.
It's
like to say, not just, okay, get your act together, get your house,
yes,
get your affairs together so that you have order and harmony in the third dimension. But by doing that, you're going to open up all these doors to go far beyond that.
Well, you absolutely are. Everybody is. And look, none of us are perfect. I mean, I have my off days too. I'm not a super person. But we're all going through this time of change and challenge. And it's all about being prepared and the best that we can possibly be, so that we are able to really take advantage of this special time on Earth, because it's a time that I think many extraterrestrial races probably looking down on us and thinking, I wish I was there. You know, it's great to be on Earth at this time, really. It's a time of incredible gifts, and the gifts of spirit are really going to be flowing out to us. But we have to have the right energy vibrations of love within our being and our consciousness, and we have to have our energy circuits open to allow for this energy to come in through the physical body. This has been, also been a lot of the work that I have done, am doing, and will do, is to open people's energy circuits so that they can hold this higher vibration of light, and then they can be a higher creation of themselves. But if you can't pull the energy through, you can't get the energy to actually make these changes in the quite the same way. You know, it's more limiting.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, later on in the program, Ken, I'd like to demonstrate this, because it's about feeling the energy. It's not so much, you know, people, I know when I first learned to channel, as I said before, it wasn't what the teacher said to me so much, it was what I felt and the energy of change that I actually experienced in my own being,
now,
in my own consciousness.
Judy, can you hang on a second? I don't know if that was a caller calling in.
Certainly.
Check and see. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey.
Do you have a question for Judy?
Oh, yes. I have a question about 2012.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you believe in it, 2012?
Absolutely. Well, 2012 is a point in time that has been predicted by many ancient civilizations, the Maya in particular, to be a point of transition for the Earth to move into higher dimensional consciousness. This is a very positive change for the Earth. It's a positive upgrade for the Earth and her people. It's not like doom and gloom and everything. It's not like the movie, you know, 2012. It's 2012 is a... The 21st of December 2012 is when the Earth is going to conjunct directly with the heart of the center of the galactic center, the center of the galaxy, the galactic center, which is the region of this light coming into the planet now. We've had light, high frequency light, higher and higher frequency and higher dimensional light coming into the Earth's atmosphere now, particularly for the last 10 years, even before this. And this is to spark the physical changes to the Earth. I mean, scientists have seen that the sun's rays are actually dimming in intensity, that we have solar flares, like coronal mass energy ejections, like big bursts of light coming off the sun, because the sun is being catalyzed by this energy coming from deep space, from the galactic center, which is the almost like the programming center for this galaxy. And also the heliosphere, the energy around the sun has been compressed to about half its normal density. And this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing, because it allows this higher frequency programming light to come into the Earth's environment now to help create the Earth, or take the Earth through the shift, but also to help repattern and reprogram us so that we can also be in harmony with the Earth and move through this time of change as well. So to answer your question, I hope I have, this is a very positive time. Yes, I believe in 2012, but 2012 is only part of the process. I'm also told that this change will continue till about 2017, and that the genetics of mankind will continue to be modified through several generations, at least I would say seven generations. So it's not like this is it at 2012. We're also going through this change now. It will culminate at 2012, but then it will continue. Hope that answers your question.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Judy. There's just a lot here that we're involved in, and this is exciting to bring out the idea of 2012 not being gloom and doom.
It's not. It's 2012 is a time of transition, I believe, certainly, but it's a huge gift to us, because when we move through this period and beyond, we're moving into a time of peace, a time of, I believe, a time of plenty, a time of love, a new way of being and a new way of living for people on Earth.
Wow. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left in the program.
Sure.
I want to make sure that we allow time for you to demonstrate to our listeners how light language works.
Yes. Okay. Well, maybe I start by talking about something called axiotonal lines. Now, Exitonal Lines is a name that was also created by Dr. Hertek, who wrote The Keys of Enoch. Exitonal lines are feeder lines of light that come into the body through the acupuncture system. The acupuncture points, this is where acupuncturists will put the needles to increase the energy flow through the physical body. So these are lines of light, transmission lines, that have been always coming into the physical body of man, because man is like a microsystem of a bigger macrosystem. So we're like always being coded by other higher dimensional light sources. But because of the fall that I explained about a long time ago, this energy was cut off, and now these light lines need to be reconnected so that people can pull this faster pulsating energy through and regenerate, restore the physical body to a more perfected pattern. I'm not saying that we're going to live forever or anything like that, but many people have dis-ease and disharmony, physical conditions in the body, and when you repair the axiotonal lines, the energy of repair, of coherence, can come through these lines and start to regenerate and repair the physical flesh and blood body so that we can live lives of greater happiness and joy because we're not feeling unwell. So I want to start by working with the axiotonal lines, and this repair that I'm doing is actually permanent. People should notice a change in their energy, an upgrade in their energy, and feeling better. But I also have on my website a CD. It's called Tuning the Physical Instrument, that actually tunes all the organs and systems in the body into this perfected pattern as well, which is really good to be used in conjunct with this. So if people now want to take advantage of this energy, they should stand or they should lie down so that the spine is flat, and they should just be like a sponge and just let the energy do the work and just hold as high a consciousness of love and peace in their being as they possibly can. And I'm going to start to do this now. First of all, I'm opening up certain energies from the earth, because the inner earth is also quite important here in terms of our coding. And we have with us, Ken, many beings from a star system called Arcturus. And Arcturus the Arcturians are there to help us through this time. They're very good at working with emotional glitches that we might have, and also with recalibrating the body to hold a higher frequency energy pulsation, i.e. the fifth dimensional pulsation. So they're going to be working with not only through me, but with every person who's actually listening to this program. And so I'm going to open up the channels to allow the Arcturians to work with people, but everybody listening must give their inward permission for this to occur. So you must just say, I allow for this to happen. I allow for the Arcturians to work with me now. And just be like a sponge and let the energy do the work. And now, what I want to do now, Ken, with people, just to complete this little bit of sequence of energy work here, is to work with the heart chakra, to help to open up the heart chakra into greater love for ourselves, greater love for others, and a feeling of global love, like love and peace. And this will work with every individual in whatever way is required for that particular person at this time. It's good if you can put one hand onto your heart chakra in the center of your chest and just be like a sponge. I In the words, Matia, 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 mean you are loved, you are blessed. You are held in the heart of God. We are with you always. Be at peace. Amen.
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 Fantastic.
Thank you.
Are there more examples of this? I don't know if some are in the free audio and some are in the...
Yes,
in the
well, there's a lot. There's all these free... Yeah, there's all the free energy activations. People just click on audio on the site, on the buttons on the left-hand side. There's information. There's... And there's four different CDs that I've created also, if people would like to purchase those. They're available as MP3 and they're available as hard copy CD, which are mailed to people's homes. And the four CDs that I've got at the moment are The Song of Lyra, which Lyra is the 12th dimensional stargate by which humanity came down into this 12th dimensional matrix or the lower heavens. And this is, we pass back through the Stargate of Lyra. And the Song of Lyra is oboe music and light language. The oboe music was created by a Grammy Award nominee, Russell Warder, in New Zealand. It's very beautiful music, and it's a coding to help us remember who we are on a soul level, to remember our origins, our stellar origins, and to reconnect with that wisdom and that love of who we truly are. The other CDs are Tuning the Physical Instrument, which is a 30-minute meditation which tunes all the organs and systems of the body back into coherence or back into harmony and balance. We have within each organ and system of the body 7 frequencies or 7 vibrations or 7 tones, just like 7 notes in an octave on a piano. And these 7 notes hold distortion, created by our own past life thoughts. And it's these 7 notes that need to be harmonized in each of the organs and systems of the body and then brought into the perfection of the one note, which is like bringing all the colors of the rainbow into white. And so this meditation, Tuning the Physical Instrument, does this. It can be listened to daily if people want to, and it's also extremely relaxing. It will put you to sleep. Puts me to sleep. I listen to it often, actually, because... the energy that's coming through now to the planet can really be quite disharmonizing to people. You know, it was interesting what you said about your energy balancing device that you are promoting.
Oh, yes,
because
the comfort technology.
Yeah, because the energy that's coming through to the planet now is very challenging for people to handle. The other two CDs are The Four Blessings, which is the 3 blessings, a chakra harmony balancing meditation, and an amazing Arcturian healing technique called the 4th blessing, which works with the core star, and it will get you emotionally back on track quicker than anything I've ever experienced. When the Arcturians taught me this 2 or 3 years ago, I was feeling really, really depressed. Because this is the result. You often can get really knocked around by the energies coming in, and the energies coming through my body were quite strong. So I was feeling really quite depressed, and they taught me this technique, which is working with the core star, the core aspect of our soul being, which in about 10 minutes will clear the patterns of distortion and make you feel great. I felt so great. I went out to dinner in the movies, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I've been feeling like really, really bad. Really, really bad.
Okay.
And there's one final CD called Weight Loss for Body and Mind, which has just been introduced. And people can read all about them on the website under online shopping. But it's more I really want to get across that these activations, on the free activations, are all there for people to use. And I know from the number of letters that I get that people do find them of benefit.
Well, Judy, I think that's wonderful, folks. So make sure, I mean, bookmark www.thesoundoflight.com, kind of like the sound of music, except it's thesoundoflight.com, okay? So,
thank you.
And then take advantage of those free audios, invest in that, so you can get started for free and then keep upgrading with their other things.
Thank you. I'm also going to be out at Los Angeles next weekend at the Conscious Life Expo, if any of your listeners are out in that area, and in New York at the end of March. So, you know, I love meeting people face-to-face, and helping can help people face-to-face as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, Judy, as we wrap up, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Beloved listeners, thank you for taking time and tuning in and learning about this beautiful work that Judy Satori is doing. Thank you, thank you. And until we meet again, I want to say God bless and goodbye for now.
Thank you, Kenneth. I appreciate being on the show, and thank you for listening to me, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go,